It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. And we've had a great week talking about all the In Him verses that are found in Paul's writings. There were over 160 of them all together. We've taken 2 weeks now to talk about some of them. And I've taken this from my new book entitled In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You. If you don't have this, I believe it's a great investment. It has some of the greatest scriptures. It's a great book for discipleship. And it covers all these In Him verses. And one of the great ones, and I'm going to try to wind up with several of them today, but one of the great ones is found in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. Now, Colossians is my favorite New Testament book, along with the book of Romans. And it says this, "And you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power." See, the world constantly tells us that we're not enough. And the advertisers, they build empires on convincing us that we need more, more possessions, more status, more beauty, more success. But Paul makes it very clear, you're complete in Him. And to be complete means you're lacking nothing. This is great news, friend, because this liberates us from comparing ourselves with ourselves and constantly feeling that we're not enough, that we're not good enough. Do you live as though you're incomplete, always striving to add something to your life to make you happy? Friend, I want you to know that in Christ Jesus, we are complete. And Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Now, we always quote Romans 8, 28, that all things work together for good to them who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. But look at the next verse. Verse 29 says, "For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren." You see, from the very beginning, God, His purpose for humanity was not merely that we would be forgiven or even that we would be blessed, but that we would be conformed to the image of His Son, to be like Jesus. He predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son. That's our destiny. And when we're born again, we're placed in Him and given His Spirit. But salvation was not the finish line. It was the starting line of transformation. See, day by day, as we walk in Him, the Spirit's at work in our lives and in our minds to conform us to His image. It's not a cosmetic or a superficial change. It's a deep inward transformation. I've seen people radically changed when they come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. See, God's not interested in just polishing up your old self. He wants to form Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul, he describes this in 2 Corinthians 3:18. He says, "But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." See, transformation happens as we behold Christ and we abide in Him and we yield to His Spirit that's at work in our hearts. And the more we look to Him, the more we become like Him. Today, I kind of feel like I am racing to the finish line, trying to get in as much as I can on this message as we close out the week. And I'm thinking about the hope of resurrection in Him. Because that's another thing that we have from being in Christ. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." See, in 1 Corinthians 15:22, Paul said, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ," there's that phrase, "all shall be made alive." See, the shadow of death, it hangs over all of us. From the very moment Adam sinned, death entered into this world, and every generation has lived with this reality. But Paul declares that in Christ, death no longer has the final word. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. As I'm taping these programs, I'm grieving over the loss of Charlie Kirk, who was killed by an assassin's bullet. Senseless murder. And yet I find myself thinking, he's not dead. In Christ, he is alive now in the presence of God. And this hope is not vague or abstract. Paul, he gives us a vivid picture of this. The verse I read in Thessalonians said, one day Christ is going to descend with a shout, and the dead in Christ will rise. What a scene. This hope changes how we face life and death. See, we grieve when loved ones die, but we don't grieve like the world grieves because they don't have the hope that we have as believers. See, the resurrection's not just a doctrine. It's our destiny. In Him, death has been defeated, the grave has been robbed, and eternal life has been secured. Not only do we have resurrection in Him, but we're glorified in Him. John put it this way in 1 John 3 and verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. See, there are moments in Scripture where language kind of strains to capture the glory of what lies ahead. The Bible puts it this way, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it even entered in the heart of man the things that the Lord has prepared for those that love Him. See, Paul said in Philippians 3, verse 20, he said, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body. See, glorification is not only about our bodies, it's about our whole being. Sin will be gone, temptation is going to be silenced, fear is banished. Every trace of the old fallen nature will be erased, and the fullness of Christ's nature will shine through us as children of God. This hope shapes how we live right now in this life. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 1:30, another in Him verse, it says, but of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Sanctification is a word that often feels like a heavy religious word, even intimidating. A lot of believers hear it and they think of a long, difficult process of striving to be holy. But Paul gives us a liberating truth here. He says Christ Himself is our sanctification. Notice the order in this verse. We are in Christ Jesus, and because of that, He becomes our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. Everything we need to stand before God is already found in Him. Sanctification's not about what we achieve. It's about who we are when we are immersed in Jesus. To be sanctified means to be set apart, made holy, and dedicated to God. Under the old covenant, there were objects in the temple that were sanctified for holy use. They were kodesh, holy in the Hebrew word. They were set apart. And in Christ, we've been set apart in the same way, not because of what we do, but because of grace. This does not mean we don't have a part to play in holiness, in walking out our salvation with fear and trembling, daily crucifying the flesh, making decisions to live a holy life the way God wants us to live. This truth changes how we live. If we're already sanctified in Christ, then our life should reflect that reality. If not, we need to ask ourselves, what is wrong? We belong to Him. Our thoughts, our words, our actions, they just flow from the truth of who we are in Him. Now today I want to close out with the great in Him verse that is probably the best in all of Scripture. and that is 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is where we've been heading for the last 2 weeks. Therefore, I've always taught you, when you see that word, stop and see what it's there for. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There are a few verses that capture the gospel so powerfully and so personal as this one does. Paul declares that to be in Christ is not merely to receive forgiveness, or not even just a fresh start. It's to become something brand new, a new creation. This is more than self-improvement, friend. It's not God taking the old and polishing it up. It's not about behavior modification or turning over a new leaf. It's about transformation at the very deepest level of our being. The old life is gone, the new has come, and you're not who you used to be. I love that. Think of the contrast. Old things have passed away. Guilt, shame, condemnation, the dominion of sin, the fear of death, all of it is gone. We're buried with Christ, no longer your identity. Now in Him, you are not defined by your past. You're not defined by your failures or the wounds and the things that have deeply hurt you. The Bible says all things have become new. You're now clothed in His righteousness and you're filled with His Spirit. You're adopted as a child. You're given a new heart, new desires, new power, new hope. And this is not temporary, friend. It's eternal. The Christian life, then, is not about striving to become something. It's about living out what you already have in Him. And every day we learn to walk in the reality of this new creation, letting His life reshape our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Friend, this truth of the new creation in Him redefines how we see other people also. If we're new creations in Him, so are the people around us that are believers, those who belong to Christ. Paul says just before this verse, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Don't look at people just through their faults and failures and the things they've done. Look at them as brothers and sisters in Christ. We no longer see people by their old life, but by who they are in Christ Jesus. And friend, as this promise, it stretches beyond the individual. Just as Christ makes us new, one day He'll make all things new. See, Revelation 21:5 says, behold, I make all things new. See, our personal new creation is just a preview of what's coming. So stand tall in this truth. You're not who you were. In Him, you're brand new. Your past is gone. Your future is secure. And your present is filled with His life flowing into you. It's been a great week on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace, my friend. He loves you.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.